This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Peter Matthew. And let's start with Terrifier.
Let me talk to you.
Four. Yeah, we had this little match that we can't do again.
The what?
What we were saying before we went on the air. We can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Terrifier.
Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It was just, that's... Yeah, go ahead.
I wish I was
maybe
you.
To be different this time. Maybe the kid victims come back and kill Art the clown.
Oh, yeah. All right, so in Terrifier 4, there's going to be something that's going to be revealed for those
It is
of
Terrifier.
You.
It's not Terrifier. We've been wrong all this time.
Terrifier?
Yeah.
Like a terrier? Terrifier.
That's right.
All right, Terrifier 4 will reveal the origin story of Art the clown. Now, why did he have to be named Art? I asked that of you.
Is this bigger than I think it is? I didn't think it was that popular, the whole series, or that character.
It's high. I mean, it's a lot of hype.
It took me a minute to see which one we're talking about, and I was like, oh, that clown. Okay.
He's got, like, the hook nose, and...
Watch out.
I know he's got a mouth like a pug.
Because I was...
What? Is a vagina with teeth? Is that the one?
That movie.
Hopefully.
Because I went down a rabbit hole sometimes on, you know, Facebook you do when you get into the history of stuff.
I went down a real one yesterday.
And It the Clown.
Up one.
I was watching the videos on how the origin story on It the Clown was actually a real clown.
It the Clown.
It's got to be more entertaining than the movies are.
So I'm wondering what Terrifier.
It was just stupid. I know that I hate clowns and all that, but that was just lame.
Are we going to turn into a spider and chase us around?
Oh, we're going to, fly away. It's like, well, they did that in Willy Wonka.
How about you five heads scarier than you being a spider?
So, the creator, Damien Leone.
Of course his name's Damien.
Mm-hmm. Damien. So, he's working on the script for this movie, and he says the movie will reveal the origin story of Art the Clown, but there's no word on what can we expect. So, why the hell are we doing this?
Like, I wish, and people can say, oh, but it's a story that, where is the entertainment value in it when it involves kids?
I don't know.
For the life of me.
Or if it's too gory, where like it's over the top.
I don't want to be gored out.
Hang on a second.
Bored, she says.
Oh, okay.
Bored, she's fine with.
She's cool with that.
Not bored.
Where it's just too much, it overshadows the whole movie. It's like, it's all you're thinking about.
Yeah. I like to be scared, but I don't like to see people suffer. So I'll change.
Like, think about... Friday the 13th. That was based on kids being like kids in a summer camp. But mm-hmm. Jason never killed the kids because he was a kid one time. That's where all the brutality of his life came from, is his childhood.
Then he made up for it.
He never killed kids until they went through puberty. Then he would kill them dead.
Kill the hell out of them.
Yeah, like while they were doing sex, he would kill them.
They were bad.
You sprout a couple hairs down there, he's going to get you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better not. invite him to your quinceanera.
You better shave dead. Every day.
Yeah.
And hope he doesn't find you.
Like, I'm still 14.
But there's a big audience for these type of movies because Terrifier 3 was a big hit, earning $90 million.
What?
Off of a $2 million budget for a film, which is, I wish I could
get
that.
Was that Blumhouse that did that?
Oh.
Does it say? Because they take movies that you look at on paper like, this would not make a substantial
pitch
ROI.
Idea. Art the Clown goes to do this. I mean,
he goes whatever. To space.
And I guess they turn them out real quick, right? Like, I don't know how long it takes to make them, but.
Yeah, I don't either.
I didn't know it was in theaters. Like, it was
I thought it was a straight to stream, but I don't know.
Maybe they're bigger than I thought they were. Part 4 is going to be huge.
Huge. Big.
So, you know, when something comes out in the news, it's not always what you think it's going to be.
It's fake news.
Until you realize, oh, this is a work. And when I heard that Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan were doing something together, I thought, is this going to be a remake of When Harry Met Sally? But no, that's not the case in this situation. So I was duped into watching the whole thing. And it turns out that it's a Super Bowl ad for Hellman's Mayonnaise.
You know what? They spend a lot of money. Spent a lot of money on Will Levis that, you know, didn't really work out.
So that's where you're thinking.
A lot of people lost a lot of money on Will Levis. Screw you, Will Levis.
Yeah, you said your name wrong. I have a pair of Levis. Nobody says that.
Uh-uh. Nope.
So at least 10 Super Bowl ads this year sold for a record $8 million.
God,
I don't mean after spending all that money, companies still think it's better not to ruin the surprise.
I'm just thinking about, like, the scene is going to be her having the organism there in the little deli or whatever it was. But they're going to do that with mayonnaise now. So it's just going to be graphic.
She's got to be tired of doing that, right?
She's going to have, like, Hellman's all over her face.
Oh, my goodness.
That movie, I mean, people, maybe they know the scene. Not everybody could tell you what the movie is now. I don't think any of that ever held up.
That scene is what, yeah.
In the restaurant the where she's just like having an orgasm.
Yeah.
It's orgasm, like, that's right. No organism.
Even like from there, I don't like, as far as rom-coms go, is that one you even remember? Like a certain crowd will, but.
Like You've Got Mail.
Remember Sleepless in Seattle, all those.
Oh, God.
All those Meg Ryan movies. That was her thing for a little bit there. Yeah. Until she met old Russell Crowe and, you know, cheated on Dennis Quaid with her.
Dennis.
Jack's
yeah, that's
daddy.
Right. That's right.
Yep.
Wow.
I would love to see the interaction between those two now, 20 plus years later, after all of that. They're both big, you know, names. They got to run into each other at some point. Like, is it awkward?
Well, or, you know, you remember, of course, now we find out his health was ailing, but remember before we knew Bruce Willis was sick, he would go on vacations with Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this, I mean, on one hand, healthy for the kids, but on the other hand, somebody's conceding here in a sense. There's some concessions being made to make this all happen, and I wouldn't do well with those situations.
I think it got too weird for Cooch, and he was like, you know, I can't really stay.
Yeah,
Cooch.
I'm gonna go to another Puff Daddy damn party.
I'm so gonna bounce out of here.
I know Mary about Russian. This Hellman's mayonnaise commercial is it features a cameo from Sydney Sweeney.
I'm gonna have to check it out now. Why is she going to do the scene? She should do the scene.
I don't know.
Her Dunkin' Donuts commercials kind of.
They're obscene.
Kind of hot.
Hmm? Have you seen her body wash commercials?
No, but she's sitting there shaking up her coffee like it's a shake weight. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
and she's like,
my mom had
shake your ass. And that's because her name is Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, it's not her. That's,
and it's that's not her?
No, that's not Sydney Sweeney.
Who is that?
Sabrina Carpenter.
All right, see, I'm done.
Too many.
You can't remember these people.
Too many famous people now.
They really are.
God.
Yeah.
I don't know who Sydney Sweeney is then.
Oh, yeah, you do. Look her up.
I'm going to look her up.
She does the Squatch commercials for the body wash. She's in the bathtub. She already had movie money she was making. Now there's no hierarchy to it. They'll just take all the money. You want to do commercials? Yeah, do commercials. Here's a couple million bucks for soap.
Well, would you turn it down?
Oh, yeah. Once upon a time in Hollywood. Yep. That's what I've seen her in. I was like, I've seen her, but I don't read magazines like People Magazine or you know any of that stuff? Does.
My mom.
I read Matthew, persons. I don't read people.
I know it from Euphoria, papers. Matthew.
Yeah.
I stand and read the lie papers at the grocery store.
You look very familiar, but I don't know why. But I look at your IMDb, and I see, oh, yeah, I've seen a movie you've been in.
Yeah.
She's only 27.
She's upward trajectory. A lot going on for her.
Yeah. But the other one, too. The other one I thought she was. That girl's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, she is. Music-wise, you know, on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of her songs.
Espresso, I know that one. And I know that from my daughter.
Yeah. Music's very hard to, if you can, you know.
Get in that niche.
Yeah. Oof.
You or you can cross over like Jelly Roll or some other people. So here's one that you might get excited about. There's going to be a Little House on the Prairie reboot. I don't know how you can do that without Michael Landon.
God, wasn't it called Yellowstone?
Don't touch it. Don't do anything with
Don't ruin
House.
It.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, man. You going to let a little girl fall down the hill again and not save her?
Yeah, really. I mean, come on.
So this is going to be on Netflix, of course. Is that the place where all shows go to die now? I don't know.
A lot of content. A lot. They got, of course, I watched half of the new OJ doc last night. They got a Black Hawk Down documentary coming out here in a couple weeks. That looks good. About, you know, Somalia, Mogadishu.
Back is there the anything 90s. About Christian Amanpour?
I mean, there's all kinds. Look, that's where you get into these streamers have these live channels, too. It's kind of cannibalizing itself as far as what you watch where.
Oh, man, I know. I know. And but the ones that are live, trying to watch them,
yep.
It doesn't catch up, is what I'm saying. You got to wait for it to complete. Almost like PLEs used to be on Peacock. Remember, if you started watching it at 8:30 and you started from the beginning, you were screwed. And if it ended before you finished watching, you're just SOL.
For some reason.
That means stuff out of luck.
If you have YouTube TV or whatever, if you're watching the game, it's always better on the app. When I queue up a game, it asks me where I want to watch it. I got like three or four options.
Yeah.
And it seems like Peacock, Paramount Plus, whatever, it's always better on the app.
But from the app on your TV or from your phone?
Well, yeah, I can't do any. The phone for me, text, email, that is it. Like, I don't like doing anything on the phone. Watching it, like when people, like, oh, I'll edit something on my phone or whatever. Like, I got to have a computer. Computer and TV, like,
it's
that's how I consume
it. It's easier that way.
Oh, yeah, I got to type. And I got to have a flicker. I got to flick and type.
You need a flicker and type.
He's with the hands.
Multitasking. I swear, man. I'm flicking and type.
Wait, were you born deaf? Because you've learned to sign a little bit. He was doing spirit fingers for typing.
Funny.
He was doing a phone with the
I have a deaf.
By his
you
ear.
Always
I have a deaf
me.
Cousin.
Do you?
So, I kind of grew up kind of, I don't know sign language, but I kind of pantomime a little and, you know. And,
you do it a lot. I mean, it's.
But people talk with their hands a lot, too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you to go do this to yourself, I can't. Like, I got it.
I got to go get a Duncan Hines.
Does that mean hurry up?
I got to. Nah, that just means that. But like, if I can't tell you to go five knuckle shuffle, I got to, you know, shake it for you.
Good Lord. All right, then.
Like, you know, the tongue in the cheek, like, oh.
When he was talking about shaking it like a Polaroid picture, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like flicking the wrist.
Boy, talk about a reference that you'd have to explain these days.
Well, yeah, I know, but
know.
Both sides. They wouldn't know the song or what absolutely. A Polaroid was. But what was she shaking? Like her butt or shaking him like one?
Hip to hip.
Oh, that's a good
like
question.
That? Hip shake hip it.
Like he's telling her to do it.
But, like, you know, you hold that with, like, fingers rapidly. Minutely closely together.
Just
like
really
that.
Quick.
Yeah,
I'm saying he might not have had much.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on now.
Well, I know, but still. Sorry, Dre.
He could have some junk.
J3000.
In the trunk.
She might have enough where she had to tuck it up under her armpit for a little bit. And
I got it in the headlocks where I'm giving you a noogie on your ding-a-ling.
All right, well, headlines brought to
Ding
us
dong.
By Gosling
Ding
Electric
dong.
On page, and that's what's happening on your planet.
Thank you. Thank you, Gosling Electric.
Yes.
We will take a break. We still will tell celebrities happy birthday. We might tell them to
suck it.
Right after this. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Thank you for calling into the leading personal genetic service. If you have received your results, press 1. If you have not yet received results and have questions about your order or kit, press 2.
I got questions.
This call is being monitored for quality and training purposes.
Hello, customer service. Can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. My name's Johnny with a G, and I'm calling you today because I know you guys have those the DNA test that you tell people what they are and where they're from and whatnot.
Sure.
And I had sent you guys a DNA sample, and I just kind of wanted to get a status on it and see what it was, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you so much, Johnny, with a J. I could definitely look that up for you.
Okay, good. It's actually Johnny with a G. I could spell my name for you if you like.
Oh, sure. Can you do that for me, please?
Okay. It's G-F-Y.
G-F-Y.
E-E-T.
E-E-T.
D-I-X. Some of those are silent, you know, but that's me.
That is very unique.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I hear from my buddies. I was hoping you had me in the system there. My buddy got one of these tests, and he's telling me I need to do it because, you know, they told him how much Cherokee he's got in him. So I want to see how much Cherokee I got in me. So I sent you guys the test. I was hoping maybe you could find me and tell me what it was.
Johnny, I'm putting your name in the system, okay. The way you gave it to me. And yep. Unfortunately, I am not able to find it. And I just want to confirm and make sure. Did you send it to our address? It was listed on the website.
Yeah, I logged on and I wrote down the address and I sent it off. Okay. And they didn't really say how long it was going to take. But I mean, this is a little time ago. I had some time to kill, so I thought you'd have got it by now.
Of course. And you sent the kit. There was a kit that you were supposed to send. Did you do that?
You have a kit? What do you mean, a kit?
There was a kit. So you were supposed to send a sample?
Yeah, I sent a sample, but I didn't get a kit.
Yes, Johnny, we have a sample kit, and you need to put your saliva in the kit and then mail it off to us.
Oh.
And that's it. It's very easy.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know about that. Yeah, I didn't know about a kit. My buddy didn't tell me that. But, yeah, I sent a sample, but it wasn't a saliva sample.
Okay, yeah, that happens. Some people, just you know, forget about that part of it. Did you give us a hair follicle? Give us hair?
Well, not exactly. No, I didn't do a hair either.
I'm very sorry. I just want to confirm as to what you sent. If you didn't send us a hair sample or a saliva sample, I'm just, I don't know what.
Well, I didn't send any blood or nothing, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, if you didn't send a hair sample or a blood sample, oh my God, you didn't.
Well, I mean, I didn't know what else to do, really. When you guys asked for a sample, that's what I thought it was, so that's what I did.
Oh my God, did you into an envelope and mail that to us?
I mean, look, my buddy didn't mention no hair or nothing like that. He just said, did you send a sample? And I didn't know nothing about a kit, so I bought an envelope at the dollar store and waited till the time was right, and I sent it off. Hoping you'd have got it by now.
Is this a joke?
No,
are you joking?
It's not a joke. I really did it. I sent the sample off. I was pretty worked up anyway. I thought if I watched the little Golden Girls for a little bit, I'd get where I needed to be, if you know what I'm saying.
What? Are you crazy? I don't know what to say. Like, I want this to be a joke, but I'm kind of, I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this.
I wanted to find out how much Cherokee I got in me. I might be European or something. I don't know. I want to know. I've been living life not knowing who I am.
I'm sorry. Who in the world told you that you could do that? That is so disgusting.
Well, I think
that is really gross. Well, I've worked with many people. No one. And I've worked here for a couple of years, and this is absurd.
I didn't know anything about a kit. I thought I had to do it myself. So, look, if you could just look out for it, maybe it'll be there today.
No, I'm not looking for that, and I'm going to speak to my manager about this, and they're not going to believe me, frankly.
Well, look, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I'll send you another one if you want. If you want me to, do another one, just give me a couple minutes here. I got an envelope somewhere.
You're disgusting. You're disgusting. Don't ever call this line again.
I just wanted to find out what it was. I don't know what else to say. I guess I might have to go to another company because I got a couple hours and a bunch of envelopes, so I'm sure somebody can tell me what I am.
That's it. We're done. You're disgusting. Go to another company. Stop calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, hello, this is Dave.
Hey, David, are you the owner of the there?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Good, how you doing today?
You need a to-go order?
No, sir, I'm calling with a proposition for you. My name is Michael Fluffer. I'm a director from L.A., and I was recently in New York and had a meal there at your restaurant. Very, very good food, I must say.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Appreciate the the vote of confidence out there. Where are you from?
I'm from L.A. I'm a movie director.
L.A. All right. California. All right. Yeah. Coming to New York. Nice.
Absolutely. I was there. I fell in love with your restaurant. I've got a movie coming up that I'm going to be filming in Long Island, but I fell in love with your restaurant. I thought it'd be the perfect restaurant for a particular scene that we're doing, and wanted to find out how we could go about making that happen.
Interesting. Yeah, we've actually done some movies in my restaurant before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my restaurant, not only is the food amazing, but because it's the Italian flavor, we have a little Sopranos action going in there. Some of the guys from the cast years ago would come by. Yeah, it's a great, the guys hang out, a lot of male bonding, how you doing, smoking cigars. It's a nice environment. Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. That's exactly when the male bonding thing, that's going to be good. This is, the movie is, I'm trying to think.
Like Sopranos? Is it like this new stuff that's going on, this boardwalk at Atlantic City, the guys hanging out, camaraderie and all that stuff, all the good, how you doing, like a Joe Pesci kind of, Goodfellas kind of thing?
No, not at all. The name of this movie is called Weapons of Ass Destruction, and it's a male-on-male pornography movie. And I thought your bar there would be perfect.
Whoa! What was that?
It's called.
It's a violent movie.
No. It's called Weapons of Ass Destruction. It's a gay porn. And I've got one of the stars of the movie here. His name is Perry Hecker.
It's all women?
No, it's just dudes. And I thought your bar there.
Hey! Yeah, this is a joke, right?
No, I just man, there's more money in that. But your bar is perfect. I've seen pictures, and I'd like to.
No, you don't understand. You call me because my restaurant's in Queens?
What?
Man, you want that? Go back to Manhattan. Go down to Chelsea where the boys hang out. You got the wrong restaurant, man. You have no idea who you're talking to.
No, you know what I'm saying? I like to make money. You like to make money?
I'm not making money, man. I can't have my reputation.
Look,
I can't have that in my place.
You got a nice place, man. I like to perform right on your tables.
I really don't think that's going to what happened. I have no, like I told you, look, all right, you sound like a nice guy. Good. I give you the benefit of the doubt. Go to Manhattan. Go to Chelsea. All the boys are going to f***ing love you. You'll have a great time there. But coming to my restaurant, you ain't got two f***ing chances in hell.
Is that a
you
no?
Ain't got a prayer.
Is that a no?
That, yes, sir. That is a N capital f***ing O capital. You got to be out of your f***ing mind.
Are you jealous?
Hey, I've never heard of you. I'm real famous. I make a f***ing veal parmesan that will melt in your mouth. You don't understand melting in your mouth. How you doing?
You know what? One day you're going to regret that you didn't make a movie with the great Michael Fluffer.
Regret. Please, do me a favor. I make a good f***ing living over here, all right?
What if we get you a in the show, in the movie?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, now.
Man, what if I get to f*** you for a while?
Is that still a no?
Come to my neighborhood. I don't care if you guys are f***ing California. Come to my neighborhood. Let's see. Take care of that.
Fine. We'll be
otherwise,
there at
noon. I wish you the best. As a gentleman, go make your f***ing movie. I've seen that. You have to make your millions of dollars. God bless you.
Listen,
but in my restaurant, not going to happen.
I'm going to f*** in your restaurant with or without you. Just so you know.
I'd like to see it happen because I don't care. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be leaving there without your f***ing. Your f***ing going to be leaving in your hands. My chef will chop that f***ing off. You'll walk out Lorena Bobbitt style.
Do you have pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, you should be using your f***ing pepperoni all over my pizza. You'll slice that f***ing up so f***ing thin, it'll melt in your f***ing mouth. How you doing? You like that? You f***ing like that? You'll be eating your own f***ing. How's that for you, buddy? You want to f***ing your own f***ing, then you'll be eating your own f***ing.
Cool. All right, I think we're going to try somewhere else. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Have a good day, all right?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina, where it's going to be 70 next week. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 30th. Is there a 31st?
Yeah.
Okay. The 30th of January. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Oh,
suck it.
Oh,
let's start with this lady right here.
Becky Lynch.
It is Bucky Lynch's birthday.
Bucky Lynch.
Big time Bex.
I worked out with her one time.
Yeah, you did. Charlotte too, right?
Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. They were working out at the gym that I was working out at. So I can technically say I worked out with them.
Well, Charlotte threw her name in the ring for the Rumble, right?
Yes, she did. I heard a rumor about her too, and I'm like, I don't know that it's substantial, but just somebody in the business said they saw her recently and that she was a brunette.
Oh, it could be a nice little switch.
I know. I'm like, dude, evil Charlotte come in with the dark hair. That's like how you know she's a baby face or a heel, is if she's blonde, she's a baby face. If she's the heel, she's the brunette. I love that. I don't know if it's true.
That could work.
Max Harwood might have been lying to me. No, he didn't tell me that. It was Edge.
Cope.
Hey,
buddy.
34?
35.
No. Becky been around for a while. She started with old Fergal Devitt, both Irish. 38. Wife of Seth freaking Rollins. We'll see who Seth picks. If he wins the Rumble, which belt's he going to go after?
I would rather see him against Cody than him against Gunther. I remember, I wish Brock Lesnar hadn't sexually got in trouble or whatever, because they were building up to Brock and Gunther, and that would have been a great match.
Really would have.
Those two head-to-head would have been solid, but he had to go wanting PP videos and things and got in trouble.
Feel like he's going to show up somewhere else, right, maybe, at some point?
I mean, again, it happens in sports. Allegations of sexual harassment bypassed in sports. But when it comes to sports entertainment, Hollywood, people kind of pull away from it. Of course, then again, Hulk Hogan was a racist 5-6 years ago and was told he'd never be back on TV. And
guess what, brother?
I'm going to be booed, but I'm back, brother.
I'm back, brother. I got beer, brother.
Jack.
It is the birthday of one Scott Mescudi. You may know as Kid Cudi.
Not personally.
Joe Burrow's favorite rapper, I believe.
He's good.
I like him.
Ain't always going to be gold. But if I'm 40.
41.
Oh, Paige nailed it. 41.
She's, 41 now.
She's a big Kid Cudi fan. She loves him.
Kid Cudi.
It's the theme song to that 70s show.
Suck it.
Oh.
Why?
You didn't even know who it's going to be.
Mila?
Nope, not Mila.
The Cooch?
It's not the Cooch.
Danny Masterson?
No, it's not Hyde. God dang it. Why do you have to go do what he did and go to jail?
That's another one.
Is that the one that...
I love Rooster from the Ranch.
Oh, remember, boy. We heard about that from someone long time before that came out. Long, same thing with like the Cam Newton stuff.
Yep. And it's not Red Foreman or Kitty.
Who?
So that leaves a couple. It's not Donna.
God, that dude's name was everywhere. The Latino.
Yep. Talking about Fez himself.
Fez, that's boy.
Wilmer Valderrama.
He was everywhere. And then I was like, what happened?
Who, if you look at his, I guess they call it body count.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His sex list. It's pretty second to none. Did well with the ladies over the years.
I'll say.
Worse than Wander Franco's?
45.
45.
I said women,
says.
Not girls.
Oh. 40. I'm going to say 46.
Wilmer Valderrama is 45 years old. He's on NCIS,
nailed
too.
Nailed it again. He is?
Yeah, he's still on TV.
I like the Latino comedian on SNL. I can't remember his name. But
Marcello?
Yes.
Oh, he's great.
That dude is good.
My nuts used to be your house.
I love the way he, I know, man. The way he does his own accents is fun.
Andy.
The way he does his own accent. Listen to me.
Andy Milonakis.
Former guest of the show. Did not want to talk about the movie Waiting.
I don't know why he, I mean, come on, man.
I don't understand. That's one of those where I'm like, what?
What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about? What is this about?
Like you look young.
Are you 30 or 12? Ah, man.
That was a good bit on The Man Show where they use him to say all kind of outrageous stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Suck it, man. I'm going to say that.
Oh, man. Telling old Ange to suck it.
You know, he's huge in Asia. Like, he goes over there and, like, live streams on the streets and, like, I mean, he is so beloved.
He must be doing something because I haven't seen him here.
Yeah. It's like he may live there now.
48.
Oh. 49.
Oh.
Well, she was close for old Andy Milonakis.
He's very young.
What song is this?
You notice when, here's a hint. If I ever say they're very young, it's usually because we're the same age. This is... Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Rob from Borderlands is going to come over here and smack us.
No, but I'm trying to think, like, who it could be. It's Batman, but is it...
It is Batman.
Which Batman? I don't know which Batman theme it's from.
You got a lot of options.
Sounds kind of sad.
Clooney.
Not Clooney.
Uh-uh.
Not Nick's boy, George, from Augusta, Kentucky.
Christian.
It is Christian Bale's birthday. Look, you got the right on the second one.
Play Huey Lewis.
He's also played Dick Cheney in a movie called Vice.
Man, I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
I heard that was like, he did that well. I mean, Cheney couldn't come to the funeral because his health was not good. It was like, well, you know what? He did shoot a lot of people.
Did he support his daughter and maybe he wants to stay out of sight?
Maybe that was it. Paige, you start this one off. I'm going to cheat off whatever you say.
Oh, my gosh. 53?
No, I changed that. Let's say he's 55.
He is 51.
Oh, wow.
Years old. Little trivia for you. This gentleman's birthday, he was part of the Fab Five, the greatest recruiting class of college basketball ever. His dad was the number one pick in 1967.
Oh, Lord.
For the Detroit Pistons.
I'll say one
his
more.
Dad?
His dad?
You say
his
that.
Biological dad. That he didn't have a relationship with for a long time.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think you knew
Will
about
his dad's
him.
Name give it away?
Nope. His dad was Jimmy Walker.
Antoine Walker. No, wait a minute. You said Michigan.
Fab Five.
Yeah. I don't know. Chris?
Nope, it's not Chris Webber. I bet you get it on the second guess, though. Initials, J.R. Jalen Rose.
God bless.
I look at you, man. You slipping on me.
You look disappointed in yourself.
Jalen Rose's birthday.
No, there's
It's not the end of the world.
I only have
man.
So many little times to shine. It's this day in sports history and celebrity birthdays. And
you said Juwan Howard or Ray King or Jimmy Jackson?
I know, man.
It's okay.
But anyway, I will say that, did you already say the age?
No.
54?
55.
52, black don't crack. Jalen Rose looks great still.
Damn. He's still no Jalen Hurts, I'll tell you that. Right, Paige?
I know my players.
Player.
It's my personal favorite song from this gentleman. He's got too many hits to even name. Everybody likes In the Air Tonight, though. They like the drum solo.
Of course.
Phil Collins' birthday today. Not the guy from the poker machines.
That was Fred.
It was.
Not to be confused with Tommy Lift.
I like Phil.
Tommy Lift.
Literally, my house at Poe Mill was right across the street from Tommy Lift and Collins. I got to see all the old poker machines. Phil Collins has got to be, 73?
75.
Phil Collins is 74 years old. Remember? Oh,
right down the middle again.
You know this is odd here. We told you Christian Bale played Dick Cheney in a movie. Mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney played Christian Bale in a movie.
No, but guess what they have in common? Because today is also Dick Cheney's birthday.
Oh.
Yep. Nice. They have the same birthday.
92?
91.
84. Wow.
Dick's mid-80s now.
Damn it.
One more here for you. This gentleman, he's always spotted eating a sandwich for some reason because he retired from acting over 20 years ago. His last movie was Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano.
No.
I never saw that.
Me neither.
He was in Superman. He was Lex Luthor.
Gene Hackman.
It is Gene Hackman's birthday. He's been on this show a couple times.
You know, of all the actors I wanted to meet was Gene Hackman, and I didn't go have lunch with my mom and my grandmother, and they met him.
They talk about French Connection the whole time.
Yeah, that's what it was.
God.
Great movie.
Gene Hackman. What a treasure, man.
I mean, so many good movies.
84?
Mississippi Burning, Crimson 85. Tide. Nope. Gene's in his 90s now. He's 95 years old.
Dang it. What a great actor.
Yep.
Happy heavenly birthday, Dick Martin from Rowan and Martin. You'd have been 103 years old.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Yeah. Wow, man. Like, the laugh in and, like, really brought, like, all the improv comedy, like, to TV.
And happy heavenly birthday to probably the best-dressed golfer that ever lived. Payne Stewart would have been 68 years old today.
Is he the one that wore plaid?
He'd wear plaid.
Knickers.
Yeah, and he'd wear his hat backwards. But not backwards, but, you know.
He died in the plane crash with Alan Kulwicki, right?
I don't think so.
Wasn't the same plane crash?
I don't think it was. The pilot lost consciousness due to lack of oxygen in the cabin.
Oh.
That was terrible. In 1999. He passed away.
Oh, my
God.
It still has an impact on golf today. I mean, a lot of people remember Payne Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's man, that's wild.
I forget which tournament honors his family every year. It might be the U.S. Open. I can't remember.
I say that I met him. I got his autograph at Chateau Elan.
Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted to go to Chateau Elan.
AT&T.
Where was he at? Like in the massage port?
We were stomping grapes together.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, while we stomp grapes, let me sign my golf ball.
Let's go get a massage.
But, yeah, that sucks. God, who else died, though, in the plane crash, though, with Kulwicki? I thought it was someone else of note. Okay, my bad. I got you now. I mean, I know now. I went to high school with the girl whose father was essentially like the VP of Hooters.
Oh,
and they were on the same. Her father died in that crash. No. That's so of note to my life. And likely, you know, everyone else.
Member berries.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. Mm-hmm. It was a Hooters corporate aircraft.
Oh, God bless.
I blame it. All right.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. It was really weird. I mean, it was weird because that girl was like, she was like a beam of sunshine. I just remember after that how, yeah,
can
sad.
Imagine. Tragic.
Thinking about you, Bonnie, if you catch wind of this, God bless you.
Yeah, really.
Thank you to you for listening. We appreciate that. That's how we pay the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That old guy found out he got a kid, man. That's fun.
Found out that he's got a kid at 20. The other guy is like, hey, man, this woman wants to have sex with me, just friends with benefits, but she's married, and she says her husband's cool with it, and I just feel weird about it.
She looks like Kirstie Alley, and Kirstie Alley's dead, and
she's
he killed
dead
his wife.
Now, and he didn't know she was dead.
Oh, no.
Kirstie Alley, not the girl.
Broke some bad news for him.
Tomorrow's Friday. Keep that in mind. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Wake up! And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
That baby back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.